you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, you'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor.
Hey, y'all. Just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. Look, it's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And when the pie doesn't get any bigger, but the people wanting a piece of it do, you've got to figure out a competitive advantage. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. It's everything you need from soup to nuts, cradle to grave, point A to point B, whatever point B is. Each of you has different goals. So maybe you're a new to the career realtor, or you're a super experienced pro who can't figure out that next level. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. It's designed for you before I even met you. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
Hey, friends, welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. I'm Lee Brown. And if you're watching this, then welcome to the new video portion. I'm copying some of my favorite podcasters, which would be Joe Rogan, of course. And now Dan Bongino's doing his video. So I got to be like my favorites and show y'all who you're talking to. And today's episode is not really as much realtor-ish life as it is just what real estate brings to your life. And that's Melissa Lynn Hunt. And she lives here in Concord where I live. So this is an all North Carolina all the time episode. So if you can't handle Southern, then you need to just relax a little bit, because do you know, I had a hateful person on my YouTube channel that said my accent was pretentious. And I'm like, I don't think you know what that word means. Kind of like the guy in Princess Bride who was like, that word does not mean what you think it means. I'm like, pretentious is different. So I think he was just jealous because it was an ugly comment. But if you're leaving comments, we're hoping it's all love and not ugliness, because Melissa Lynn and I did not deal well with ugliness. We are light bringers, at least in our own minds. And so we were just talking about what she was going to talk about in the show, because she doesn't have a thousand stories about naked people having sex in houses or meth labs or dead people. Or
all I have to say is tight and toned.
Oh, you know,
that sticks out.
We don't get to see tight and toned. That's not what we get to see. But that episode was hilarious.
Yes.
And if you've missed some of these past episodes, you can't watch them on video, but you can go back and listen and have some fun, because we're 3.5 years into this podcast, which has been so much fun. I've gotten to hear so many great stories. But I was peppering Melissa Lynn to be on my podcast because she's amazing. And I should tell y'all that I got to meet her because of being a realtor. And that's one of those beauties that happens in your entrepreneurial space. Sometimes you're just doing your business all the time, and then you start to figure out things you should be doing, and you start expanding, and then you meet other people, and you find out what they're doing, and you say, damn, I'm a slacker, because if I look at what this woman is doing, it's amazing. So I met her when a mutual friend of ours knew I needed new headshots, because I need new pictures all the time, because frankly, my hair is different every 15 minutes. And this woman, y'all, is the most talented photographer ever.
Thank you, Lynn.
But she's not even just a photographer, which is kind of, I can't say just a photographer, because, oh my gosh, did you see Michael Anderson's post on Facebook 2 days ago?
No, what?
Girl, it's freaking hilarious. Okay. So you got to go look at it, because he's talking about professional grade equipment, and he put together his camera equipment to look like it's some scary gun. And all these people are getting in the comments like, yeah, you know, guns and assault weapons. And it's Nikon equipment that if you lay it correctly, looks like a gun. And he was making a point about how people jump to conclusions. And of course, in photography world, you have professionals and then you have people who own a gun, not a gun, they own a camera and they think they're professionals. And there's an entirely different way that people approach things. And you're either committed and all in to not just your craft, but to your community.
Yes.
Or you're not. So anyway, I do think you're amazingly talented, but beyond the talent, I got to meet you and see how you operate and how your mind works. And you're you're an artist. You're just happening to do your art through the lens of a camera. And it's not just what you're creating in the lens of a camera. It's what you're creating in the lives of young people. So I have to tell y'all, I didn't know everything Melissa was doing. So I want her to tell you about her project. Now, she wants to say some real estate stuff, and I'll save that for the end because she worked very hard with her husband, Jason, to come up with an idea. But because I'm a realtor, I get to work with individuals in my community. Because I'm a realtor who trains and who does education, I get to meet other people in other spaces. And meeting Melissa was one of the best accidents to ever happen in Concord, North Carolina. So
agreed.
I wish you would tell people.
Likewise.
What you took as an opportunity that turned into a vision that's turned into these big ripple effects where you're literally changing lives forever.
Well, thank you.
Girl, it's big. What you do is so big.
I appreciate it. All right, we'll do a quick little version. I really do want to, I want to offer real estate.
You're totally going to have to offer your real estate.
Okay,
after they get to find out the big love factor for what you're doing in the world, because it's a big deal.
Thank you. I want to first say that I do believe that if you own a business to whatever capacity it is, that means that you're serving your community, right? So I think we owe it to our community to make sure that we're serving them well. You know, this is not just about an exchange of money for product. This is about serving each other as humans. Okay? Humans. I can't stress that enough. And so when I went into photography, it was never about serving humans. It was actually about having an outlet for something I love because I was getting ready to start a family and I wanted to be a mom first. And when I got into photography, I quickly realized, oh no, this was more about me just doing something I love. This was me about serving people. And I'm glad I figured that out very quickly because it completely transformed how I wake up every morning. I wake up excited, supercharged to go to work. I love what I do, and it's because I'm serving others. With that said, to kind of get to what I do, I'm a high school senior portrait photographer. And I quickly realized after many seniors being in front of my camera that these girls were going through issues that I had gone through when I was at high school. Some layers of differences here, social media, you know, I didn't have that when they were in high school. However, I have it now. So I understand the pressures to a degree. And I realized that I had advice to share to them. I had wisdom and knowledge that I could provide to them to help them get through high school just a little bit easier. And I'm not their mom. And I remember so vividly my mom saying things to me and it going, whew. But then another adult that I trusted or loved or valued, they'd say it to me and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, and so I see the benefit of being kind of that middle person between the mom and the teen. And I'm echoing what the moms are probably already saying at home, but I'm doing it in a different way to where the girls are receiving it differently. And so I started a team here in Concord and I basically teach them life skills. I share real life stories. I love that this podcast is called Crazy Shit in Real Estate because what I love so much is throwing a cuss word out at life every once in a while because it just means real, right? It's like raw and it's real.
Exactly. It's not about a lack of vocabulary.
No, it is not about a lack of vocabulary. It means, listen, people, we're getting real here. This is real life. This is human stuff. This is what we're going through. Let's tackle it, right? And every once in a while, I might throw one of those words out in class. And it just lets the girls know, like, guys, we're all in this together. Anyway, all that to say, I am serving the teens here in Concord, North Carolina, and I am so ready to say some things to serve your podcast community, Lee.
And tell them what life skills you're giving these girls, because I think it's fascinating what you're doing in the program. Besides giving them the confidence to enjoy the skin that they're in and to enjoy the clothes that they're wearing and to live with the hair that God gave them, because you're giving them that esteem and confidence piece, which is lacking for girls of any generation, no matter when they were born. But tell them what the skills are that you do with the girls, because I love this.
Okay, thank you. So I start off the program with social media etiquette. We dive right in with how to behave on social media. I like to tell the girls that social media is not just about social fun anymore, because future employers are looking at it, colleges are looking at it. I love to reference the red Solo cup picture. So I talk to the girls about, hey, listen, don't get caught with a red Solo cup. It doesn't matter if you're drinking juice, okay? It just has a bad reputation. So let's avoid it. But I teach them car care. So we talk about how to understand your car. So if you're stuck in a bad situation, at least you feel confident and you don't freak out. You know, we have 911, we have AAA, we have our parents. But let's not freak out because we feel comfortable that there's a problem. We understand what's going on. I teach them financial prep. Listen, I get down and I talk to the girls. I do not tell them that credit is bad. But what I do encourage them to move forward in their thinking with is that if you don't have the cash to pay for it, think twice about it. So we talk about living a cash-only life, but where credit does, you know, benefit you or may come in handy. And I share with them my personal finances. I show them my budget sheet. I talk to them exactly about how my husband and I do our finances so they can really see the reality of it and kind of put things on their radar, right? And we talk about healthy eating, exercise, healthy skin. We take self-defense classes. You know, we're so quick to attach a gadget to our keychains for protection, but what about feeling confident on how to turn an arm if somebody's pulling you or dragging you? Hey, you're going to college soon. You're going to be on campus. You could end up at a party. If you need to get a guy off of you, we're going to show you how to do it, right? So just all these things to just prepare them and make them feel more confident about independence.
Well, and we know that if you look at all the research and all the studies, it's having the confidence that keeps the bad situations away.
Amen.
And so you're just giving them the tools so they can put those shoulders back and walk through a room and nobody will mess with them because they look like they own the room. And I think we're failing on that as a society to give people confidence because we've beaten people down in so many regards. Don't say this. Don't do this. Don't believe this. Don't. Instead of do. Put your lipstick on, put your pearls on, put your shoulders back and walk into that room like you own it. And I love the way that you approach it because you're not telling them other people are bad. You're saying there's a way for you to control your space and your outcomes. And frankly, that's what real estate's about. I talk to new realtors all the time who think they're less than because they're new to this career and they forgot that they have professional acumen from something else that makes them perfectly strong, or they think, I'm not thin enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not old enough, I'm too old. They give themselves all of these rules that don't apply at all. And frankly, go back to the first thing you give them skills in, I blame social media because it's told us that perfection is achievable. And last time I checked, there was only one perfect person. And he ain't back yet, but he can come on any time. And I sure do hope he carries me with him. But at this point, I don't know if I'll get raptured or not. But if I don't, I guess I'll just have to roll with it. But you know what I mean, girl? So I know what about you mean. That. But I love what you give these girls. And I get to watch it as an objective bystander, honestly, because I watch on social media and I see what they go from with the beginning of your class to the time they have their senior pictures made, and I see the transformation. And it's not that they've lost 100 pounds and changed their hair. It's that their shoulders are back. And the smile is, I got this smile. It's not a snarky smile or a mean smile. It's just a, I'm going to be okay. And I love that you're giving this to all these different girls throughout our region. And you do that through the lens of your camera because then you can show them. That's the beauty of photography. Oh, you didn't think you were beautiful? Let me show you this.
Let me show you right here.
And there's no filter right here. That's just me with a 50 millimeter lens focused in. And don't you look good? I love that.
You are so accurate.
But anyway, people, I'll tell you that no matter where you live, if a program like Melissa's doesn't exist, you should probably watch what she's doing and see if you can be a part of that solution. Because as entrepreneurs, we have this opportunity that we can get involved in lots of side hustles, and all the side hustles don't have to be about money. Sometimes they're about what you do in community, and everybody knows my side hustle is politics. Even though I haven't been elected anything yet, I'm still active and I love it because that's where my heart is. And I know that I can impact my community that way. So you find ways to impact And I'm sitting over here writing notes, if y'all saw me on video, that what Melissa was saying about entrepreneurs are actually in service to other humans. And it's what I talk about all the time with your business life and your service life. You can't be a mile wide and an inch deep. You got to be an inch wide and a mile deep and like go all in. So I know that you worked very hard to come up with something real estate related for Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And so I would love for you to tell us in the two houses that you bought and sold, which by the way, if you're a real estate person listening to this, that's a good reminder to you that for most of the public, even if they're engaged with you online, real estate is really infrequent. And for some of y'all, your headshots are infrequent, but that's a different discussion altogether because they're bad. But I was just looking at, we have two candidates for treasurer for the National Association of Realtors. And I love that they both got fresh headshots because this looks exactly like them. But if your picture doesn't look like you, you should probably call a Melissa.
Yes, please.
The closest one you can find. But the reality is, real estate is super infrequent, but the laws change and the experience changes and consumer behavior changes. So Melissa, tell us what you and Jason came up with as a something you could provide from a real estate consumer's perspective to our listeners on the show that would make their real estate lives better.
Absolutely. So I thought that my perspective as a buyer would benefit everyone listening today because then you would know what I'm looking for when I look for a realtor, what I value in a realtor, you know, how I approach that process. And the first thing that I thought about were like the top three things, you know, when I'm going to secure an agent. And Jason and I sat at the kitchen table together and we were, you know, going through back and forth. And I should mention at this moment real quick that my husband is a superintendent for new construction builds. And he brings a really interesting perspective to the conversation. I told him, I was like, Lee needs to have you on her podcast because—
We can totally invite Jason in the future to tell
us how
he knows too much about some things and enough to be dangerous on others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so when we were going back and forth, especially with our experience with the realtor we used, first and foremost, our number one item that we look for when booking with an agent is, what are other people saying about this agent? So we're looking for community feedback and not just Google comments, you know, not just reviews online, but what are our friends saying? So the first thing that we did when we were looking for our realtor back in the day, because, you know, it's been 10 years since we bought a home, we were asking friends, who's your realtor? What was great about him, right? So that feedback played into who we were going to go with. And that ultimately is how we found them. So it wasn't about big fancy signs or anything like that. It was what are our friends saying? And what was the experience they had? And that was very important to us. When coming in contact with a realtor, especially if you're meeting with different ones and trying to shop around to see what fits best for you, or excuse me, who fits best for you, how down to earth are they? We really want to deal with somebody that we can connect with, you know, that we really feel like is easy to talk to, looking us in the eye, really consuming what we're saying. And where we get this sense of trust that they have, and this would kind of be the third thing, like a level of commitment to us. You know, I'm not just here to make a close, not just here to make the sale, right? I want to find you the house you're looking for, and I'm committed. Almost creating, and of course we're in touch with reality. We will never be someone's only client, but we want to feel like we're your only client, like we're a priority. You know, of course, within reason. It was funny when we bought the house we're in now back in 2010, that was right when text messaging within the business community became popular.
Oh.
I'll never forget the day that our realtor text messaged us information. And I was like,
whoa,
wait, this isn't an email or a phone call. Like, we're here. We're on this level.
Do this.
We can text with her. Like, cause you know, texting is a personal thing.
It cost extra money back then. Remember?
Oh my gosh. Let's not even get started about how old we are.
Data charges may apply. Okay.
Please don't text me. It costs money, right? So anyway, that I think even though text messaging is now a common practice, think about how what behavior can you bring into the relationship that makes your client feel like, I got you, right? I'm here for you. I'm on your side. I'm going to find this house for you. And whatever that may be, you know, getting it creative perhaps, but that's what we're looking for when we're trying to find the agent we want to work with.
So I cause a lot of ruckus sometimes because I like to remind realtors that you actually don't have to be knowledgeable to be a great realtor. They're like, oh yeah, you do. I'm like, actually, you don't. And I ask them, do you have to be competent? And they're like, yes. I'm like, actually, you don't. What you have to be is really likable and communicative. And then the consumer better pray to God that the realtor is competent and knowledgeable on the back end, because sure, you didn't list knowledgeable and competent as your top priorities. You want a likable human you could spend the time with that's taking care of you.
Yeah. Well, and let me interrupt for a second, because I feel like, too, a realtor, there's the freedom to say, well, in any profession, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to find it for you.
Yes. It's not hard.
Right? It's not hard. So, you know, while knowledgeable, competent, all that does play into, you know, I mean, let's just be honest. If we get into it and you're just playing dumb, we're going to have to move on. But if you can say, you know what, Melissa, I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to find out. I'll have an answer to you by the end of the day. You know,
but that's actually a marker of competence. When you're competent enough to say, I don't know, but I'll find out, that is competent. And you'll become absolutely knowledgeable if you ask enough questions. But it's just fascinating to me, because this business, we're dealing with such a giant financial purchase. For most people, it's the largest asset they'll ever own. And hopefully it's an asset, not a liability. But we're more concerned about the humanity than the purchase. And so if you are a realtor, you better understand that if you've got the humanity piece down pat, you need to bust your ass to get really good yes. at the knowledge and the competence and the legalities and the liabilities involved, so that you don't accidentally screw over the people who really liked you and that's why they picked you. And it's a fascinating space to be in, because like, as a photographer, people will price shop you. And they're like, I mean, you cost $100 more than this person. And whether they like you or not, they don't care. They're going to save the $100. When it comes to real estate, people totally put the money to the side and focus on the relationship first, which is exactly what you said. And so if you're a millennial realtor listening out there, I want you to notice something Melissa pointed out when she was selecting a realtor, and that was eye contact. You millennials, I love y'all. I hate to broad brush a whole generation, but for the love of God, y'all have got to work on eye contact and body language, because that's how you really tell somebody that they matter. When yes. you look them in the eye and listen very carefully, and then do what we call active listening, repeat back something of what they said. And if you're one of my older friends who listens to this, you're one of the Gen X's like us, you know, you're stuck in the middle. Nobody cares about us, we know. But if you're a boomer and you're like, oh, I've got that down pat, you need to be reaching out to some of these millennials and helping educate them yeah. on body language and eye contact, similar to what Melissa's doing with the Generation Z coming up now. She's giving them skills they're not getting elsewhere, because those of us that know things have an obligation to reach yes. behind us and teach yes. somebody else what we know. Because it doesn't diminish my business to teach other realtors what to do. It doesn't diminish Melissa's business to show other photographers great methods. All it does is expand goodness, and it makes our professional lives better. So whatever business you're in, you could be listening to this podcast and you just enjoy real estate and you like hearing about all the crazy stories, but you could still, whatever business you're doing, look behind you and find somebody back there that's struggling and offer them a path. Maybe they won't take it. That's all right. That's their choice. Yes. But to offer to somebody, I'll bring you with me. Because, man, it makes life easier if we bring others along with us.
And I'd like to kind of piggyback, you know, you were going along on all the generations, and I wholeheartedly have embraced what, you know, what Gen Z is all about, and, you know, the rise of technology and how that's dominant in our lives. And I embrace it and I am here for it. And what I love so much about that dominance that it has right now is that it gives us the opportunity then to step back from that and stand out by doing some of the old generation stuff, like the handwritten notes. Can we talk about handwritten notes, please?
Yes, we can. They're sitting here on my desk. I got some to fill out today.
Yes, 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 yes. I grew up having long distance relationships. So I personally learned very early on how to
communicate. Like pen pals?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a pen pal?
I've got a trunk full of letters at home right now. I spent my entire childhood with pen pals. handwritten notes is something that's ingrained in me. So it might be a little extra work for some people, right? I encourage you that if you don't write handwritten notes, start doing it now. Get back into snail mail, because people who are still receiving the bills and the junk and all that in their mailbox are going to illuminate when they see that handwritten note. I go to a chiropractor here in town, and I've been sending him a ton of business because he's amazing. And I said to him one day, I was like, do you ever send thank you notes? And I was joking with him. I've been seeing him for 10 plus years. So I have this relationship with him where I can be like, because, you know, you never sent me a thank you note for sending you all this business. And we were joking. There was banter back and forth. Again, it was a safe conversation with him. And the next week I had a thank you note in my mailbox from him. And when I saw him next time, he goes, man, that was really hard work. But I tell you something, I felt really good after I wrote that. And I'm like, yes,
exactly.
You do. You feel so good. The person receiving it feels so good. That is next level stuff in this Gen Z world. Just saying.
So I have to tell you this. My daughter's 15, and her best friend sent her a note in the mail. So Cora opens up her mailbox, and she's like, what? And so she's used to getting a card from her great aunt and from her godmother. That's who sends her mail. So she opens it up, and she's like, it's just a little note from her best friend and didn't have anything to say. And Cora was like, she didn't even know what to do with herself. I'm like, girl, now you go get your stationery, because of course my children have monogram stationery because I'm that mother. I'm like, go get her a note and send it back. And she's like, what do I say? I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's never mattered.
What matters
is that you did it and you sent it. But it was just, it's exactly what you're saying. It's like, it's incomprehensible. I don't, what?
But it feels good.
It feels amazing.
There's no bad feelings tied to this, right? Like, you cannot go wrong.
It's like your crock pot. What's the best part of putting supper in the crock pot?
Let me tell you something.
Besides saving time, what's the best part of it? It's walking home at the end of the day, and you open the house, and you're like, thank you, Jesus. Supper is done. I don't have to think. The house smells great. I'm done.
Yeah.
But it's that tie. Because now you got your time back. So what do we do with it? Well, we sit down and we just, you know, chit chat, or we play trivia games, and we play a set game. We play those games because they're fun at the house, but it's that slowing down. And that's what I love about handwritten notes. Because if I'm going to write a note to somebody, I have to slow down enough to think about them. Yes. And so, like, I have my little list here, my book of the notes I have to write today. And I'm going to think about that human. I'm probably going to look at their social profiles and see if anything's going on that I need to know about, because I'm not going to send a happy note if they just had a death in the family this week. I'm going to make sure that I adapt it. But then they're going to get my note, and it's going to be personalized to what happened. And now they're going to think they matter. And if there's any gift we can give to the people we know, it's to let them know that they matter.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Especially our young people.
Hands down.
Okay, so man, we could just go mushy all day long, and that's why I told you you had to be on here. You're like, I don't care.
Like, I don't have a crazy shit story.
Real estate headshots gave you to me, and so that counts as crazy shit in real estate. And we'll let Jason come on the show later and tell us about new construction, because there's always a story to tell in that world. But Melissa, if somebody wants to know more about your project of lifting up young ladies, or about photography, or just about they want to connect with somebody as amazing as you, what's the best way for them to find you?
Oh, I'm so excited. I hope you connect with me, because I love making the connections. I am on Instagram, Melissa Lynn Hunt. Website is melissalynnhunt.com. Come on over, shout it out. Tell me that you listen to us and our mushy, gushy love fest of handwritten notes.
Well, we should have had a sponsor. Some stationery company should have paid us to do this show. I got to learn how to do sponsors better.
We'll work on that for next time, okay?
Okay, people, I know you didn't write it down, and I know that you went to Instagram and you forgot what you were typing. Don't worry. All of Melissa's contact information, show notes for this episode, right here in your YouTube captions. Click and follow. You'll see why I love her. You'll love her too. And then you will watch her stories. You'll sometimes laugh and you'll sometimes get inspired. And we can't guarantee that it won't be in the same story section. So just enjoy the hell out of it. And if you actually need a great professional photographer and you're in this area, you could reach out. And if you're in another area and you don't know how to hire one,
you should probably go to her website and get some samples and show to your people. Say, I want this because she's amazing. And Melissa, thank you so much for coming on the show when you didn't want to and I bullied you into it, but aren't you glad you did?
Lee, I'm so glad to be here with you. I love you.
I love you too. Okay, people, you want more of the Love Fest, more of the good stuff, more of life lessons, entrepreneur knowledge, how to raise your kids. I mean, we got it all right here. Subscribe to the YouTube channel for more. Subscribe to the podcast. 5 stars, please. No less than 5 stars. And if you have something ugly to say, go elsewhere because we are looking for happy, uplifting, positive here. And if you want to share a story completely unrelated to real estate, you should reach out anyway because it's my show and I'll do whatever I want to do. Message me here or at Lee Brown on Twitter, at Lee Thomas Brown on Instagram. Be featured in a future episode because you never know what you're going to find on Crazy Shit, but you know you'll find us here, so I'll see you next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more Crazy Shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown or tweet me at Lee Brown or frankly any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.